Mark chapter 12. And he began to speak to them by parables. A certain man planted a vineyard, and set a hedge around it, and dug a place for the wine vat, and built a tower, and let it out to gardeners, and went into a far country. And at the season he sent to the gardeners a servant, that he might receive from the gardeners of the fruit of the vineyard. And they caught him, and beat him, and sent him away empty. And again he sent to them another servant, and at him they cast stones, and wounded him in the head, and sent him away shamefully handled. And again he sent another, and him they killed, and many others, beating some, and killing some. Having yet therefore one son, his well-loved, he sent him also last to them, saying, They will respect my son. But those gardeners said among themselves, This is the heir, come, let us kill him, and the inheritance shall be ours. And they took him, and killed him, and cast him out of the vineyard. Therefore, what shall the Lord of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the gardeners, and will give the vineyard to others. And have you not read this scripture? The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And they sought to lay hold on him, but feared the people, because they knew that he had spoken the parable against them, and they left him, and went their way. And they sent to him certain of the Pharisees and of the Herodians, to catch him in his words. And when they had come, they said to him, Master, we know that you are true, and do not care about any man's opinion, because you do not regard the person of men, but teach the way of God in truth. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Shall we give, or shall we not give? But he, knowing their hypocrisy, said to them, Why do you tempt me? Bring me a penny, that I may see it. And they brought it. And he asked them, Whose is this image and superscription? And they said to him, Caesar's. And Jesus answering said to them, Give to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. And they marveled at him. Then the Sadducees came to him, who say there is no resurrection, and they asked him, saying, Master, Moses wrote to us, If a man's brother dies, and leaves his wife behind him, and leaves no children, that his brother should take his wife, and raise up children for his brother. Now there were seven brothers, and the first took a wife, and dying left no children. And the second took her, and died, neither did he leave any children, and the third likewise. And the seven had her, and left no children. Last of all the woman died also. In the resurrection therefore, when they shall rise, whose wife shall she be of them? Because the seven had her as a wife. And Jesus answering said to them, Do you not err? Because you do not know the scriptures, nor the power of God? Because when they shall rise from the dead, they neither marry, nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels which are in heaven. And concerning the dead that they rise, have you not read in the book of Moses, how in the bush God spoke to him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob? He is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living, you therefore greatly err. And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, Which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like it, namely, this, You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. And the scribe said to him, Well, Master, you have said the truth, because there is one God, and there is no other but him. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself, is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, he said to him, You are not far from the kingdom of God. And no man after that dared ask him any question. And Jesus answered and said, While he taught in the temple, how do the scribes say that Christ is the son of David? Because David himself said by the Holy Spirit, The Lord Jehovah said to my Lord, Sit on my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Therefore David himself calls him Lord. And how then is he his son? And the common people heard him gladly. And he said to them in his doctrine, teaching, Beware of the scribes who love to go in long robes and love greetings in the marketplaces, and the chief seats in the synagogues, and the uppermost rooms at feasts, who devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers, these shall receive greater damnation. And Jesus sat opposite the treasury, and watched how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in 2 copper coins, which make a farthing. And he called to himself his disciples, and said to them, Truly I say to you, that this poor widow has cast more in than all those who have cast into the treasury, because all of them cast in of their abundance, but she of her want cast in all that she had, even all her living.